Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the Hot 5-5 is next. Patrick Harris is here. Our dear friend Buck over there, Mark Clydesdale.
Try Clydesdale.
Our pony. What'd you call him?
Try Clydesdale.
No, it's called a...
Triathlon?
Sprint try.
Yeah. Sprint try.
Because it's like not a real try.
That is not what that means. It means just a shorty.
Yeah.
Goes faster than the regular.
Yeah. We're pulling for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got to tell you about Bikini Barista.
Barista?
Stands, like drive-thru, you know, where the ladies have bikinis on. And
you know, I don't know if I've actually ever seen one. I've definitely never been to one. But I don't know if I've ever, like, driven by and seen, like, hots and bikinis at a coffee stand.
I've seen them up in, my father-in-law used to live in Bremerton.
Yeah.
And I saw one
great spot.
There.
Great area, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all things. Better than Eastern Washington.
Yeah. Okay. This is according to the News Tribune, 150 bikini coffee stands in Washington. It is the densest place in the United States. Now, do you guys have any idea why the Northwest, because Oregon has quite a few too, has the most bikini barista drive-thrus?
Buck, you or me? Who wants to go first?
I don't know. My best guess would be it has something to do with what they either have to or don't have to pay them based on their setup. I don't know though.
Okay.
I would argue maybe two things. Buck just gave me an idea. One, there are probably more coffee stands in the state of Washington than per capita than most states.
Stands to reason.
So just law of math.
Yep.
And then if you create bikini baristas, inevitably, there will be more per capita than anywhere else. That would be my number
one
thought.
You're on the right track.
That'd be my number one thought.
They say it was born in the early 2000s out of necessity because drive-through small mom-and-pop drive-throughs could not
keep up
with the Starbucks and the Dutch Bros, which, of course, are Northwest companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, naturally, here, they needed to stand out. As a matter of fact, the story goes, in 2002... Cowgirls Espresso in Tukwila.
Ooh.
The owner there, a woman, by the way, started Bikini Wednesdays.
You ever been to Tukwila?
No.
Don't.
I don't think I will. And she started Bikini Wednesdays, and that was the summer of 2002.
Kind of like a trivia night at a bar.
Like, let's do something wild.
For sure, why not?
And that started the whole damn thing. She said it worked great, and then they finally, well, girls just
do it every day.
That's right. And so now you have Java Jiggles.
I thought you were going to say Java Jugs.
You could do Java Jugs.
I'd rather be Java Jugs than Java
more
Jiggles.
Sense for coffee.
Yeah, Java Jugs.
Like, Java Jugs. I love that.
Java Jugs.
You have Pika Brew.
Ooh. See, puns are so crazy because sometimes they're like a good dad joke and other times it's like, eh.
You also have Espresso Gone Wild. How about Hot Cups? Do you like Hot Cups?
Hot Cups. Love Hot Cups.
How about TNA Cafe?
Also love that.
Good rhyme.
Because of the rhyme. Thanks, Buck. Because of the rhyme.
Bean Keenies? No. I like this one. The C Cup.
Yes. The C Cup.
We also have Hottie Shots. That's one. I don't know if
I liked Pika Brew.
Peekaboo's good.
Peekaboo's good.
I don't know if there are any drive-through bikini barista chains.
No.
They're all standalones.
No, well, I think all that stuff kind of died, like, with Hooters, you know? If you're going to be a strip club, be a strip club.
Yep.
To nationally
maybe.
Invest money into a peep show instead of just a show.
What's not a peep show? You're not... I mean, it's. I mean, it, I guess it could be. I don't. I wouldn't know.
Well, that was my other thought. That
it's not supposed to be.
That was my other thought. That Buck, when Buck was talking about wages and stuff, I was like, "Are these independent contractors like a strip club?"
Well,
so it's like okay. You're only there for your tips. You don't get paid an hourly wage because that's what strippers do.
This story is quite good. Sorry, the News Tribune. It's talking about that. It's talking about one. Their safety.
Yeah.
Is a problem. Because,
I'm sure.
Because well, because
a muffler F-150.
Yes, and it does talk about. A lot of the reasons they've exploded too in the Northwest is our laws are pretty lax on nudity compared to other states, and also you don't have this says you don't have to at least in certain counties in Washington, it doesn't qualify as adult entertainment,
and
in a lot of states it would. Probably shouldn't.
Like a lot of states have weird laws. Like I know Idaho has laws at strip clubs. You can either. Show boobs or sell alcohol.
Right.
You can't do both.
California's the same way.
California's the same way.
Yeah, same way. Yeah.
And most people choose the alcohol.
Well, if you ever come to Oregon and go to a strip club, you are now officially spoiled.
Without a
doubt. You don't understand.
Oh, yeah. You will never get it.
You will never. Vegas rules.
You will never understand.
It's Vegas-y, only way less expensive. And the only city that I've heard, and Buck, you may be able to chime in on this, the only city I've heard that it gets maybe a little wilder is San Francisco. I don't know if anybody's
heard
that.
But do they have special rules in San Francisco?
Yeah, they do. I mean,
because in this town, you can get V right in the face.
Oh.
Wow. Yes, you can.
You can. You can't.
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people.
I mean, you just ripped the Band-Aid right off there. Boom. But if you didn't know that, yes.
Yeah.
And many of you probably haven't gone into a strip club. Yes, that is the thing that is shocking the first time in Oregon. It's like, whoa.
I'm even from here, and the first time you see it, you're like, whoa.
Yes, that's why I tell the story. I went into Jiggles the first time I was here. I was like, oh, my God, where am I?
The first time I was at...
didn't power the penis rocket to space.
I'm moving here.
First time I was ever at Casa Diablo, I walked in, and I had a $100 bill. I was like, let's have some fun. And I bought a drink from the bar, and it cost me $4, $5, something like that, and I got $96 in $2 bills.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is different. What's going on? And then bam, right in my face.
Yeah.
You can also get the power snatch.
God, Buck. And there goes your $96. Well, that's all we have time for.
Souk.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, if they are kind of borderline independent contractors because of that safety issue. Like, think about the insurance liability. You know, if some guy snatches some girl and puts him in his in her
and
his
we've
basement.
Read stories about that on the news.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've heard that on this show.
Yeah, wasn't that... That might have even been at a Starbucks where the guy went through the drive-thru and tried to pull her out.
No, it was like a bikini barista stand.
It was like a stalker. Dude went there like five times a week, always asked where she was if she wasn't there. Like, what's that kind of insurance liability look at?
Yeah,
if you're an insurance guy, do you want to really give them a policy?
Perhaps that's why there's no giant chain. Too costly. I mean, you're only making... I mean, in the end, it's just coffee.
Now, Panda Express bikini? Now we're talking.
Gross.
Some chow mein?
I can't think of anything worse.
I tried to find the worst thought.
Like, is there something that you would not want?
Well, they normalize burgers and wings with Hooters.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you had the Hooters concept... Is there, like, what is the worst food to pair with the Hooters concept? Like, the restaurant concept? I think it might be.
I think New York Kitchen Chinese style would be really rough.
Yes.
Like, just greasy, gross. Fried, saucy.
God.
How about just, like, American country breakfast? Like, chicken fried steak.
Oh, no. I think you get, like farm fantasies. Like the farm girl goes out
that's
and gets the
point.
Milk and then serves you some eggs and
that's
steak and hash
point.
Browns and you're like, ooh, baby.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
See, that sounds like Kansas to me.
Souk has a drop for everything we've talked about in this story he has chimed in on.
That's
and
why,
he's not even here.
See, that's why I would live in Kansas over Mississippi. Because I feel like I would get that country style.
You would.
You know, Java jugs for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean that.
I think that as somebody who's never been to Kansas,
that's an advantage.
I'm like farm boy, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna get. Yeah, she's
country
at,
fried steaks
she
and Java jugs, and she's got the girls out.
She works at Village Inn.
Yeah,
and if there was a better job,
she's going through school.
Yeah. Well, anyway, That is in the news, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 of 5 is next on The Fan. I kind of wanted to see the Wang.